Triple M right across the coast from the best address in Australia. G'day everybody, Dragon there in our young years, which is a long time ago for me. I don't know about you. There you go. It's 5:08. Hope you had a good Wednesday yesterday. Thursday today, 7th day of February, and partly cloudy with a high chance of showers in the north and a medium chance elsewhere. Oh, about 3 millimetres in Coffs was the top rainfall registration from yesterday. Wind again out of the east today on the coastal waters, and it will turn northeast as the day goes on. 24 on the coast, up to about 30 degrees inland for today. That is what the Weather Bureau has in mind for us today. Still black as the ace of spades outside. Hopefully about 5:30 you might see a little bit of light starting to creep out as we get into the first week of February. Can you believe it? The year is going by so quickly. In the major news stories of the day, how's this? After all the to-ing and fro-ing about the Hakim, the young footballer being held in Thailand. Thailand is now blaming Australia for the detention of Hakim, arguing it only detained the Melbourne-based football refugee after an Interpol red notice alert was issued by Canberra. It'll be interesting to see how that's played out today. Locally with Lee today, interesting story, Mid-North Coast Police have released a pair of images featuring two males they'd like to speak to in relation to a fire on Monday, January 14 at Flinders Drive at Lighthouse Beach, approximately 50 metres south of the Camel entrance to the beach. Information has been received that four males were seen leaving the vicinity of the fire ground shortly after it was commenced. So we'll whack those up. They are up, actually, on the Triple M Facebook site. If you want to have a look at the photos, are fairly clear, the image of these two blokes. Anyway, have a look at that one. Also, a new fishing wharf for Port Macquarie. Details coming up with Lee this morning in the Triple M News. In sport, in cricket, big one tonight in the Big Bash, the Hurricanes taking on the Renegades. That game's at 7:30 tonight. And more locally in the Premier League, the match of the round on Saturdays at Oxley Oval, as the sixth-place Rovers take on Port City League's Magpies, are in fourth spot now. This is a vital match for both teams. The Magpies have the number one and two batsmen in the league, in Ben Marin and Sean Minns, and Rovers have Lachlan Dowling in good form as well. It's going to be a really good game, apparently. And Walker Cup it is tomorrow. $35,000 the race is, lots of people. A couple I know in particular, where he's going on a bus trip to Walker for the Cup. It's a two-day carnival. The Johnny Sprague-trained Giltra is the top weight with 62.5 kilos. On the show today, plenty happening, including the return of Tradie Thursday. Thanks to ARB 4x4 Accessories on Hastings River Drive. We're going to a job site today. Christy will be there handing out the oak-flavoured milk and the wonderful pastries from the Tumblegum Bakery. We'll play their favourite rock song, and they go in the draw to win a couple of camping chairs from ARB. Which job site? We'll find out from Christy out of 8:30 this morning as we get into Tradie Thursday. It's always great fun. Also on the show today, going to catch up with Wayne Hudson and talk about a course surfers are doing, which is really, really interesting and essential these days. It's called Surfer Rescue 24/7 CPR and Board Rescue. And we'll talk to Wayne about that course and how surfers can get involved with it. It's a really good initiative, actually. Also, after 7, we'll be talking about your first plane flight. Where did you go? You can call, email, Facebook us, will get us via the website with that one. Also coming up, a very funny cactus today featuring the White House and Donald Trump. There's $1,000 on the birthday wheel after 8. And if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing it with the likes of Ashton Kutcher, Garth Brooks and Charles Dickens. Access all areas. Second last day today you can enter to win a money can't buy experience with us here at the M's to see the Chili Peppers and actually backstage for 3 songs during the show. How good would that prize be? And, of course, Christy, with the Mid-North Coast today, what's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union? 132710, you can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us by the Facebook site or, indeed, our website, Triple M Mid-North Coast, where if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up. It's 5:13. We
love
our city.
Feels good. Love living here.
Why would you want to live anywhere else?
It's just a good spot.
Love it. Feels
good. Love the music you play.
I can always have a good laugh on my way to work.
How green was my cactus? Yeah.
on Triple M for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe.
Stocking a huge range of designer pots and brand new water features in stock now.
The White House, Washington, D.C.
I am home from the Botox, Dr. Donald, darling.
Melania, my gorgeous piece of ass.
Stop that, Donald.
So how was your Botox treatment, honey?
I am not very happy with it, but you can't tell.
Vladimir Putin speaking.
Hey, Pooey, how are things?
Oh, no, where is Johnny Depp when you need him?
Hey, listen, has Russia got any solar panels for sale? I'm having trouble finding enough in America to cover my 2,000-mile wall along the Mexican border.
Solar panels?
Sure, it'll soften the image of the wall, which is, well...
A xenophobic monolith, darling.
I've seen solar panels on houses. They're very decorative.
Oh, good. Okay, I will have a look out the back and let you know. Dixky.
Nice guy. Now, why can't American people be as nice to me? Maybe that German chick will have solar panels.
Oh, yes, darling. They are the sunniest people in the world.
Yeah, guten Morgen, Angela Merkel here.
Hi, babe.
Oh, no.
So, what are you wearing?
Mostly a frown and tungsten lederhosen since you came along.
Now listen, I need to buy lots of solar panels to cover my wall.
Yeah? Great idea, Donald. Whose was it?
It's my idea because I said so, and it's a great idea because the photovoltaic cells will make lots of electricity that we can sell to pay for the wall.
Mein Gott! Is that you, Donald? You can't fathom anything more technical than a shoehorn.
Hey, hey, don't diss me, lady. I get the whole thing. Well, all except... How do they get the coal inside the solar panels? Hello?
Donald, maybe you should try wearing a solar panel as a hat to put a spark in your brain.
Chicks. All they can think about is the latest fashion.
How green was my cactus? On Triple M for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe.
Stocking a huge range of designer pots and brand new water features in stock now.
Triple M's fishing best bet.
And that is, of course, keep a lid on your fishing litter. If it's not in the bin, it's on you. Good morning, Wormer.
Good morning, Strawny.
Yeah, a little bit gloomy out there, a little bit hot and sticky, I think, out there today. And, again, a day of those easterly winds that'll go northeasterly. How did you go yesterday?
Well, I went for a drive along a lot of our beaches yesterday, and there's the occasional whiting coming in, and they're good fish. So if you can get out of the weed somewhere, you will get a nice whiting or two.
Yeah, speaking about that, I went for a paddle up the river around lunchtime, and gee, there's some good whiting on those sand, on particularly the very shallow areas of the sand flats, Wormer. They're everywhere.
Yes, yeah, they're in really thick as this year, so we just need, that's what we might do today. We might get out on some of those flats and take a few worms.
Okay.
And see if we can get a whiting or two.
Why not? Worms. Now, I know that you go far and wide to get your worms. Does a red weed affect them too, as far as them feeding?
Yes, they feed on the red weed and they don't keep. They go off very quick, so while the red weed's around, they're not really worth catching.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. All right. The estuary today for a nicer whiting on worms. As I said, I saw heaps of them yesterday. Just amazing. And for the weekend, it pretty much looks the same. A high chance of showers and storms in the north, a medium chance elsewhere, and just hot and sticky, I think it's going to be for the next couple of days. But no real rainfall, Wormer.
Yeah, and this wind might not get up as bad today. It doesn't look too bad out there at the moment.
Okie dokie.
So it might back off a little bit for us.
I hope so. All right, Wormer, thank you for that. We're heading out to the estuary for a whiting on worm. Homework for you tomorrow. I want you to get in contact with Bluey and get our Bottle-O Best for the weekend. Are you up to that?
We're up to that.
Good on you, champ. We'll talk to you same time tomorrow.
Thanks, Ronnie.
To the Future Pool Company, making your dream pool a reality.
This is the Mid-North Coast's Triple M News.
Oh.
On the mid-north coast today, a possible shower and top of 29. Good morning, I'm Lee Jollo with the latest local news. More funding's been made official for a new recreational fishing wharf bound for Port Macquarie. It'll be constructed at the site of the former Hastings River Fishermen's Co-op and comes off the back of the Fishermen's Project announced in 2017. Two fishing tables will also be upgraded. They're due to be done by Easter. Port Macquarie MP Leslie Williams says it's all coming together.
The wharf is set to be open to fishers as early as October this year, with tenders for the project having closed in January. The project makes up part of the Port Macquarie Fishermen's Project.
Mid-North Coast Police are continuing to investigate the fire at Lighthouse Beach happening on Monday, January 14. Just after 4 p.m, police were notified of the scrub fire off Matthew Flinders Drive, subsequently receiving info for males seen leaving the area. Two images have been released to the public in hope some of the men will be able to be identified. Those images available on our website. With hot and dry conditions continuing throughout the summer, mid-north coast locals are among the 71% of energy users concerned about their upcoming energy bill. iSelect has recently commissioned a study finding over half of Aussies are making cutbacks to afford their upcoming summer energy bill. iSelect's Laura Croden says concerned locals are not alone.
Our research found that over 6 million Australians are struggling to pay their energy bills, with the majority concerned about the cost of their upcoming summer bill. 72% of Aussies believe their energy bills have gone up over the past 2 years, including over 40% who believe they've increased significantly and are much more expensive.
The Greens have announced their candidate for Port Macquarie in the New South Wales state election, Drusy Meggett. She's a retired TAFE teacher and appealing to create public awareness of environmental problems affecting the region. The state government has delivered funding to New South Wales schools in a bid to keep the Healthy Harold program alive. The not-for-profit organisation turns 40 this year and will continue to help kids across the nation make healthy lifestyle choices. Australia's hardest working giraffe can now also be seen in augmented reality and 3D systems. Round 12 to look forward to in this weekend's Mid-North Coast Premier Cricket League. The Port Macquarie Pirates will be travelling to South Kempsey, where they'll play Nulla, a side much in need of victory. Top of the table winger, meanwhile, involved in a replay of last year's grand final against Macquarie. It's Tari West taking on United. At Oxley Oval, the Port City League's Magpies play host to Rovers, and Warhope have the bye. That's news and sport.
Triple M Beach and Surf Conditions with Hutto.
Powered by Kempsey Camping World, Complete Angler and Kempsey Firearms. Now under one roof at 44 Smith Street, Kempsey.
Good morning. We have a light nor'westerly wind blows, producing fairly clean conditions on the open beaches and especially those northern corners. And these beaches are attracting a few small waves. We do have two swells happening at the present time, a little bit of leftover northeast swell and a new southeast swell. Wave size is still only small again, around that 2 feet mark, but it may improve as the day goes on. We do have a high tide around 11:30 today. Low tide is around 6 o'clock this afternoon, and the water temperature is around 19 to 20 degrees, but it is cooler in places, especially Port Macquarie, where it is around 17 to 18 degrees.
Geordie Leagues, the latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Maclay Valley.
First up, Triple M are excited to be a presenting partner for Diesel's greatest hit solo tour, celebrating 30 years in music. Diesel is hitting the road and coming to the Mid-North Coast, playing his catalogue of songs from Johnny Diesel and the Injectors, and of course his solo tracks we all know and love. Now, he celebrates his newly released album, Diesel 30, The Greatest Hits. You can catch him at the LUSC on Saturday, June the 1st, with tickets at dieselmusic.com.au. In the colourful new trailer for Tim Burton's reimagined Dumbo. Oh, I loved Dumbo as a kid. Michael Keaton's charismatic businessman, V.A. Vandermeer, exploits the talents of the flying elephant. Oh, my goodness.
Do something. He needs us. Look at me. We're going to bring your mama home.
Triple M and After Seven, talking about where you went on your first plane flight. That is You're My Best Friend. That is Queen at 6 to 7. Oh, it is a glorious morning. Lots of people reporting just a little shower. I know we need a couple of inches, but we'll take what we can, all right? And besides, you needed to wash the car anyway. Just it'll sort of, you know, wet the dust up a bit. Yeah, I know. Hopefully more to come over the next couple of days. I think tomorrow... Saturday looks the best day, actually, to get a bit of rain, which will be good. 6 to 7.
Extra, read all about it. What the papers are saying. Thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Here is our newsman, our news hound, Lee Jollo. I should be. You're quite respectable. You're a proper journalist,
how's
you.
It going?
Yeah, a bit different to a common idiot like me. What are they saying in the papers today, Lee?
Yes, so in the Daily Telegraph today, the headline, Me and China Inc., How Sam's Dash for Beijing Cash Led to Ruin. Lavish dinners with whole restaurants booked out for private audiences with impressionable political players in an arms race for donations were among the techniques used by a billionaire Chinese Communist Party influence agent to court Australian politicians. And that man was partially responsible for former Labor Senator Sam Dastyari's career ending in Parliament. As well as that, childcare crunch strikes the state. The cost of childcare in Sydney has gone through the roof, with some families paying a whopping $200 a day as red tape, soaring lease costs and staff-child ratios combine to drive up the price of places at early learning centres. And in the Sydney Morning Herald today, election interest rate cut on cards is the story there. The Reserve Bank could slice interest rates to their lowest level since the 1950s, just days out from the federal election, over fears the economy is slowing. In a move that saw the Australian dollar fall and forced financial markets to price in an interest rate cut by the middle of next year, RBA Governor Philip Lowe used a major address to concede that cash-strapped consumers and the slowing property market pose risks to the economy. And the NAB's chief oversight in question over fraud claim, detectives are investigating whether shoddy oversight in the office of NAB chief executive Andrew Thorburn led to suspected fraud by his former chief of staff.
Thank you, Lee. And likely with you, a couple of interesting ones. The police have released a couple of images. They'd like to talk to some people about a bushfire and a new fishing wall for Port Macquarie.
Yes, indeed. Coming at the site of the former Hastings River Fishermen's Co-op, a brand new recreational fishing wharf has been confirmed. State government announced $126,000 towards the project yesterday, and that money's also going into new fishing tables. And as you say, two images have come from Mid-North Coast Police of men they'd like to speak to in relation to a fire. The fire in question was reported shortly after 4 p.m. at Lighthouse Beach on January 14. Four males were reportedly seen leaving the area. Photos of them are now located on our website. So if you see those men and you know who they are, call police.
Good on you, Lee. Thank you for that. Now, your first plane flight, do you remember where it was? Where did you go to?
Well, I was 3 and a half.
Three and a half,
so no, I don't remember it. But it would have been dreadful because it was to England. It's just about as far as you can possibly go on a flight.
Holy dilly, at 3 and a half.
Mum put me through a flight at 3 and a half years old. Apparently, I was good. Apparently, okay. I behaved.
Yeah, well, that's good. What did the people around you think when you screamed for 18 hours and they were sitting next to you?
I have no idea. But I'm still here to tell the tale, so it couldn't have been that bad.
I remember my first flight because all my family on my mum's side are Coffs Harbour people. Mm. And I remember actually getting, and my uncle used to be the maintenance guy at the aerodrome in Coffs Harbour, and I remember flying to Coffs Harbour. It was amazing when I was little. Mm. And the other funny thing is, like, they'd string you up, you'd end up on a current affair now. But my uncle used to let me drive the truck on the aerodrome when I was about 9, and at night we used to go out shooting hares. So a 9-year-old driving a truck on an airport with a gun. How am I going?
Jeez, those were the days. When was that? 1920s?
Well, no, back in the 60s. Back in the 60s. Nice. There you go. You're horrified at that, aren't you? It did happen.
I love it.
Where did you go on your first plane flight? 13:27:10. We'll talk about that after 7. You can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au or get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, Triple M Mid North Coast. Can you believe it? 3 and a half. Lee Jollo went to England. That is amazing. Thank you, Lee. Triple M and Strotty Fabrecki. It is Chisel and My Baby. It is 13 past 7. And today we're talking about, do you remember your first plane flight? I can recall the Fokker Friendship from Sydney to Coffs Harbour. What a flight it was. Holy dooly. Lee, our newsman, at 3 years of age, his mother took him to England. Crikey. Your memories of your first plane flight, 13:27:10. We go to Larry in the beautiful Camden Haven. G'day, Larry.
Morning, mate. How are you doing, man?
Good, buddy. Now, tell us about your first plane flight.
first flight was a place called Saigon in April 68, mate. It's a beautiful tourist resort up there now.
You weren't on holiday, though, were you, Larry?
No, Mr. Fraser gave me a free trip and had a 12-month holiday there, mate.
12 months in Saigon, gee.
No, in Vietnam. But
in Vietnam, you know, yeah.
Continent Air Force, yeah.
Larry, I don't know, what was the table service like on the flight over?
Practically non-existent.
Yeah. Larry, it's a really bad line. Are you on a hands-free, Larry? Because I can hardly hear you.
Oh, sorry, mate. No, the battery's probably down a bit. Yeah. Saigon, mate. Better coming home than going home, I can tell you that.
Okay, you were glad to get home, and we're glad you made it home too. Good on you, Larry. Crikey, going to Saigon. Thank you, buddy. Now, a couple of emails and Facebook messages to get through. One here from Dale, who says, my first flight, I was 14 and I flew from Sydney to Port Macquarie via Taree on TAA. I still have the bag you got with the snacks in it. Good on you, Dale. Thank you very much for that. Jenny from Sawtell. G'day, Strawny. Just hearing you talking about your first flight. I remember going on the seaplane at Rose Bay as a child. I cried and cried and cried taking off and landing. Thank you, Jenny from Sawtell. One from David from Port Macquarie. Port Macquarie to Sydney on East West Airlines for the Royal Easter Show. My big sister was at the other end to pick me up. I was 11 and went by myself, and the stewards looked after me. Good idea. Your first flight, where did you go? 13:27:10. It's Triple M. Triple M, it's coming up to 10 to 8. After 8, the $1,000 birthday wheel. Your beauty. Surfers Rescue 24/7 is a free CPR and board rescue course that's coming up later on in the year. Wayne Hudson is here to tell us more about it. G'day, Wayne. How are you?
How you going, Ronnie?
Terrific, buddy. Look, it's been a pretty horrific 12 months for safety on the Mid-North Coast in particular. We've had too many drownings. Tell us about the course, Wayne, because this is trying to enable surfers to feel more confident because they are out in the surf a lot of the times when these things happen, to make them feel more confident in a rescue situation.
Yeah, that's right, Stronny. Like, the surfers are in the water at every beach pretty much every day of the year. So if we can enable the surfers to learn a bit of first aid, a bit of rescue technique, give the confidence to make rescues that they may not have thought they could do before, it just gives them that confidence and that ability to jump in and help out when and if required.
Yeah. Tell us about the course itself, Wayne. What will actually happen? Can you take us through the scenarios that will be presented and what will happen?
Yeah, it's a three-hour free course that's operated up and down the coast, and there's pretty much an hour and a half that is learning about board rescues and different techniques you can do depending on what situation you may find yourself in. And they've also got an hour and a half CPR course run by the local Surf Life Saving Clubs.
Excellent stuff. Now, if people are listening to this, I suppose board riding clubs in particular, how can they get involved?
They can just contact Surfing New South Wales. Ben at Surfing New South Wales is the guy to contact, and he will organise courses and programs for that surfers rescue 24/7, depending on how many numbers are there and what clubs are interested. All up and down the coast, they can do it, and they've got them running out over the next few months, which is a great thing. You know, obviously, it's just after our summer period, but giving those surfers that experience and that knowledge, you know, with the Easter holidays coming up and still with a hot month, another 3 or 4 warm months ahead, there'll be heaps of people in the water. So hopefully, if a situation arises, the guys and girls will know what to do and be able to, you know, save a life.
Yeah, for sure. Wayne, you're at the beach early in the morning, like before the daylight actually arrives. You're there late in the evening with doing after-school stuff and that as well. You put a number, basically, this year, I just want to give people a bit of an example, how many rescues you've been involved with out of ours?
I wouldn't know, Strawny. We do, like, surfers do a lot. And that's the thing. Surfers are in the water from, yeah, pretty much pre-dawn to after dark in the afternoon. So if we can, and Surf Life Savers do an amazing job, but if we can help them out and get more upskilled, and, you know, we shouldn't lose lives in the water. It's that simple. We shouldn't have anyone drown or things like that. So if we can with a free course, get people organised so they can help out and help in those situations, then hopefully we won't ideally have any fatalities.
Yeah, good on you, Wayne. It's a really good initiative. We'll whack it on the Triple M Facebook site. I'll whack this interview up there and also a link to Ben at surfingnewsouthwales.com.au. Good on you, Wayne. Hope you get a wave today, champ. What about the red weed? Is it going?
It wasn't this morning, Stoney.
We live in hope, champ. Good on you, Wayne.
No problem, Stoney. Thank you.
Triple M. Yeah, time for the birthday wheel on Triple M. That is America there and Sister Golden here. We love that. It is 12 past 8. Keep your headlights on. Still a bit dim out there. A little bit of shower activity around, and it's so welcome. And doesn't the air just smell so beautiful after that? After it rains? Magnificent. Partly cloudy, chance of showers, maybe some storms in the south later on as well. And up to 30 for the coast today.
Triple M. Birthday wheel. For 40 Wings, Port Macquarie. Wake up wonderful with a new bed from 40 Wings in the Port Home Zone.
Let's go to Stewart's Point. Hello, Maureen. How are you?
Good, thanks, Johnny.
That's the way. What are you up to today, Maureen? Is it raining at your place at the moment?
Praying for it to rain.
Yeah, I know. Jeez. Anyway, they've been promising it for a week or so in little dribs and drabs. Let's hope we get more than that today. And let's hope it rains money right now for 40 okay. Wings, Maureen. What number are we looking for you on the wheel?
27
for Maureen. Okie dokie. Come on, 27. Come on, 27. Come on. And the rotten thing is going to be unlucky for some, including Maureen, because it lands on the number 13.
All right.
Yeah,
Thank you. Can't
give you the cash, Maureen, but I've got your phone number and details. End of the month, Christy does the draw for the Triple M bag. Jam-packed full of goodies. You're in the running to win that, and we wish you all the best of luck. Now, other birthdays today. I can tell you, Jed Boyce of Bonnie Hills is turning 18 today. Young Jed. Good on you, Jed. 18. Best wishes comes from Mum and Dad, Sister Kaylee and Brother Nate. Have a great day today, Jed, in Bonnie Hills. Now, also, this is two birthdays for next week. Why am I doing them now? Well, it's because these two girls are going to be in Queensland. They leave today. Olivia and Lillian Hosek, a big happy birthday for next week. Olivia will be 12 on the 12th, and Lillian will be on the 14th of February. Wishing them both a very happy birthday. Lots of love comes from Nanny and Poppy and Presley. Have a great day. Now, people like Jed that are birthdaying today are sharing their birthdays with the likes of Ashton Kutcher, Garth Brooks and the great Charles Dickens, all born on this day, February 7. It's Triple M.
Triple M rocks our tradies with Tradie Thursday, thanks to ARB Port Macquarie.
Yes, and Christy, where are you?
Good morning, Johnny. I'm out in Wauchope. I'm with the crew from Bennett Steel, and it's an absolutely glorious morning this morning, and they're excited that we're here because they don't normally get smoko until about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Would you believe it, Strawny?
Fantastic. Now, this is what we love. We've been in a little bit of a hiatus over the Christmas New Year period. We're back now thanks to ARB 4x4 accessories. What did you deliver to Bennett Steel today?
Well, I had to bring them some yummy treats from Tumblegum Bakehouse and Cafe, where the food's not just good, Strawny, it's bloody great, and some oat milk. They absolutely lap them up really, really quickly. So there's some vanilla malt, some chocolate, the old favourite, and some Protein Plus, which I believe one of the boys did Oztag last night, so he needed some muscle recovery, so he's excited to have that. But Strawny, Cherie's here with me, and she was the one that entered on the website on triplem.com.au to have us rock up on a job site. Do you remember what you said when you filled out that form?
Only that we've got some pretty hard-working boys here. They never stop for smoko until the last customer's served, and a lot of the time that's not until about lunchtime.
Fantastic. Oh, yes. And Cherie, how many people have you got working out there?
We've got 10 guys out here. Everyone's not here on site this morning, so can we say a big shout-out to Jason, who's in the truck, probably down near Wingham about now. And then we've got Ray out at Roland Plains working with the council today.
Oh, well, there you go. And they'll be filthy. They've missed out on free food and drink, but anyway.
Yeah, I think we'll try and keep a chocolate milk and a piece of cake from both.
Good on you. Anyway, part of the allure with Tradie Thursday, Christy, of course, we'll put Cherie and the Bennett Steel crew in the draw to win our camping chairs, and they get to play their favourite rock song. What would you like to hear, Cherie?
Can we have Jesse's girl, please, Drawny?
Oh, come on now, Cherie. Did you have a thing for Rick Springfield in his white coat when he was on... was it General Hospital, I think, at the time, wasn't he?
Well, actually, it was Lockie's pick.
Oh! All right. Okay. Well, I've gone down the wrong path there. This is Tradie Thursday.
Triple M rocks our tradies with Tradie Thursday. Thanks to ARB Port Macquarie.
Triple M, Tradie Thursday, thanks to ARB and the song that the crew wanted from Bennett Steele is Jesse's Girl, the great Rick Springfield there. Now, if you'd like us to come and give free smoko to your job site, just head to the Triple M website, triplem.com.au. Been informed of a bingle too. We're talking about in the area of Port Macquarie. T-bone accident between two small cars on the intersection of Hastings River Drive and the airport turnoff. Proceed with caution. Motorists report being stuck in the traffic there for about 10 minutes. Ambos and the fireys are there after an accident involving two cars on the airport turnoff on Hastings River Drive. Take it easy, folks.
Triple M's flight times.
Yeah, we have a half-hour delay on QF2165, your Qantas Link flight. That now departing at around, 10.40, I think. Should get you into Sydney around 11 o'clock there. 12 o'clock today. And I can tell you the weather in Sydney today is mostly sunny and around 28 degrees. All right. Take it easy. And a half an hour delay on QF2165. Your Qantas Link flight now not departing till 10.40 out of Port Macquarie.
The Mid-North Coast today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
Yeah, here's Christy. Good morning. And all the food's gone, Christy, I'm gathering?
It sure is, Johnny. And I'm wandering around the yard. It's an absolute steel fabricator's dream. And you yourself, Johnny, know exactly what it is that these guys make out here. My favourite thing, the little campfire pits. How wicked do they look? You can put your own logo. We can put the Triple M logo inside those things.
Yeah, they were good enough to give us when we auctioned, I think, for Gimme Five for Kids last year. And we've got one at the farm too, which is an absolute cracker. Goes in the calico bag and away you go.
Oh, what a ripper.
Yeah. What's happening today, Christy?
Well, for around the Mid-North Coast, attention male singers, Strawny, because there's a reminder the Blokes Notes meet each Thursday at 6.30 at the Mac Adams Centre in Port Macquarie. The Clyde Street markets are on in Kempsey through till 2 this afternoon, so go along and browse some wonderful stalls. And Zumba dance classes are on today at 10 o'clock at the Nambucca Heads Community and Arts Centre. And, of course, Kendall Bazaar is on today at the Kendall Community Centre from 9 till 2. And if you have a not-for-profit event, you can let us know at triplem.com.au. That's where you can share that event with us or find out what else is on around the Mid-North Coast.
Yes, right on the tip of my tongue is saying goodbye. Yes, it's been a big day today. If you missed any part of the show, just go to the website, Triple M Mid North Coast, go to my page and press catch up. Whatever you're doing, enjoy your Thursday and remember...